I'm Scott, New York City ACC, and that's Anti-Capitalist Convergence and AWIP, Another World is Possible Coalition.
How do you feel about what was said in the press conference? I guess in particular the question I wanted to ask, being a member of the ACC, it seemed to be there was a consensus of non-confrontation.
Yeah, well, I feel like what was said in the press conference was pretty good. It remains to be seen what's actually printed from the press conference, and I'm more skeptical of that. I felt like several people had some really passionate and strong sound bites as well as longer things to say. In terms of ACC and the consensus that you just mentioned, I think that was fairly accurate to say that most tactics are going to be somewhat non-confrontational. Although I think I'd point out that groups like anarchist groups such as the ACC have used non-confrontational tactics a lot in the past. Like if you look at Seattle, there was pretty much a consensus that the goal was not to confront the police. The goal was to do something that was very effective, whether it was property destruction or some other form of direct action, but to stay to steer clear of the police presence because that was a battle they didn't feel like they could win. So I don't think this is going to be a fundamental change. I am a little concerned with the representation at this meeting. I think it's good that we're representing ourselves as peaceful because I think we are peaceful, but I feel like to some degree you can't skirt the issue of property destruction, and I know personally that there will be people here who will engage in some property destruction. I think that will be well-meaning property destruction, and I think it will be well thought out, and it'll be targeting corporations, and it'll be economic sabotage, not indiscriminate violence. But I feel like that issue does need to be addressed, even within the mainstream media, or you need to not say anything at all, because it's unfair to those people to pretend that that's not going to happen. I mean, to be honest, I feel like the mainstream press probably would put us in a bad light regardless. And honestly, I don't think that anyone here lied or anything like that. I don't want to imply that. And I think that everyone spoke really well. I just feel like maybe it wasn't as fully addressed as it should have been. But then again, that might be due partly to the fact that members of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, a largely anarchist group, weren't interested in dealing at all with the press. So to some degree, it's unfair to complain that you weren't represented when you said you didn't want to be represented. And I think the tactic that's being used largely by anarchists is just a refusal to cooperate with the mainstream press because we know that regardless of what is said and how positive a light we put on it, our message isn't going to get through most of the time.
I'm Mitchell Cohen, representing Green Party USA and also Green Party of New York. I think the press conference was fantastic. There was a wide diversity of people here who were speaking on all sorts of subjects related to globalization. The one contribution that I think I and one other person made that was left out was the severe attacks on the environment. That's one of the main things that globalization, the main consequences of globalization, when we talk about the globalization of capital, destroying, ravaging huge sectors of the world. And there's people resisting it, from resisting genetic engineering to the construction of dams in India to the mass suicide in India, also of women farmers against the privatization of the seeds by W.R. Grace and Monsanto Company. And all over the world, people are up in nonviolent arms, sometimes violent arms, against what global corporations are doing. And we're fighting against it, and we don't intend to only go peaceably into the night. And we intend to be raucous and loud, nonviolent, yes, but putting our bodies where our mouths are and not letting them get away with destroying the earth and the oceans and the space the way they are. And this apologetic tone that seemed to permeate parts of this press conference, oh, we don't mean to make too much noise, that's nonsense. Surprised to hear that from anarchists. And instead of saying, we are who we are everything you say we are, and we're very proud of ourselves, as the Jefferson Airplane used to say. And that's where we take our politics from. We're against the bombing of Afghanistan. We support a different type of world, and not the New World Order, which this World Economic Forum is a manifestation of, which was declared, by the way, by George Bush Sr. on September 11th, 1990, the New World Order. And the WEF is its manifestation, its social function, we're not going to let that new world order stand, and which is why there's so much concern about how we act as protesters, because we're successful all over the world in fighting it back against it and reclaiming our lives for ourselves. And this tone that exists here, this nicety nice tone, is nauseating. We want to make, you know, this thing that they're going to arrest people for wearing masks, they say. What about all the people who are wearing surgical masks all over the city because they can't breathe because of the immense pollution, largely from the World Trade Center, but also from just pollution and that exists all over the city where people need to wear these masks. So they're going to arrest people for wearing surgical masks? That should be interesting. Maybe we'll form a brigade of only people wearing surgical masks and see and dare them to arrest us for trying to breathe. They're trying to control what we wear, so they say now we can't. It's like the dress code. It's like being back in high school at a prom. Well, you can't wear surgical, you can't wear masks, you can't wear bulletproof vests or protective things. You're not allowed to wear that. That's against the law. Not allowed to wear a helmet. You know, we're not talking about weapons now. We're talking about defensive clothing. Not allowed to wear, probably you won't be allowed to wear certain colors in the future, you know, in the near future. They'll see, you're not allowed to carry chalk, you're not allowed to, right. Well, I'd like to see, instead of the black block, I'd like everybody to wear a different color once, and then the only ones who will be wearing all black will be the police provocateurs by the hundreds who will be there, and then we'll know who they all are. So that would be terrific. But, you know, we're asking, what is the well-dressed revolutionary wear on the way to the barricades these days? And we'll see it.
How do you feel about the turnout?
It depends what we mean is good. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as big as Seattle or anything like that. I think people who in the press and the police are intentionally overestimating it. We'll have a couple thousand people demonstrating. I don't think it's going to be a hell of a lot more than that. If it is, I'll be surprised. A lot of the trade union leadership, as always, at the last minute, goes, oh, my God, well, maybe we shouldn't. Sweeney is going to be addressing, he's the head of the AFL-CIO, is going to be addressing a big rally. And then at the same time, he's going to go in for his seat at the WEF meeting, which he's going into. And this is outrageous. He wants his seat at the table. We want to destroy the table. We don't want there to be that table. There shouldn't be any plan to carve up the world, whether it's by trade union honchos trying to cut a better deal for some workers at the expense of enslaved workers elsewhere, or the environment elsewhere, or here. No, this is not what it's about. We're all in this together. And this is the game the trade union leadership is playing now, the so-called reform leadership. And that's why we need a real Labor Party, along with the Green Party and along with the other radical parties that represent different sectors unrepresented by the twin parties of corporate evil that the Democrats and Republicans, we say it's like syphilis and gonorrhea. But greetings to all the upstate listeners. And we're having our New York State Greens assembly on February 16th up in Orange County in New York. And you're further north than that, I believe. And maybe someday we'll come visit one of the candidates for governor that the Greens, there are two candidates that have announced for governor for the Green Party now. One lives way upstate New York in the St. Lawrence. His name is Don Hassig. He's an anti-cancer activist and a very, very good, solid organizer. And in New York City also, Stanley Aronowitz is a well-known professor and activist, long-term bridger between the labor movement and the green movement. And he's also announced to run, and it's really important for the Greens because we need the 50,000 votes in order to stay on the ballot. If we don't get 50,000 votes, we're removed from the ballot. So this is going to be a very tricky question. To what degree do we want our politics put forth? To what degree do we need to find a famous person to get the 50,000 votes? Do we stick to our principles? What are our principles? This is all debating without the Greens, and invite listeners to take part in all this. You could contact GP, the Green Party USA, if you like, by going to our website, which is www.greenparty.org. That's www.greenparty.org. And you could also get in touch with the New York State Greens. We have a new button coming out for the New York State Greens about saying, I love the Bill of Rights, don't let Bush take it away. And that'll be out this weekend, and the Greens will all be wearing that.